You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by Anna Felt and Carl Steven, who have recently put out a new ambient collaborative album called Verva. How are we doing this morning, gang? How are we feeling?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Cool. I hear you've been traveling quite a lot, Anna. How are you doing this morning?
This night, actually, it's so to answer to your question, I'm really, really tired. I just came home from 4 weeks tour, so I haven't been sleeping in my own bed for 4 weeks, and it's just like,
I guess,
really near me right now, so I'm anxious to get to my bed soon.
Nice. We won't hold you up too long.
Happy to be here and talk to you.
Thank you very much for making the time to talk. And Carl, are you joining us from Tamaki up in the north? Where are you coming from?
I'm in Thames, so Hauraki, or Parawai, as Thames sort of was once known and maybe will be again. So, which is where I live. So it's nice. It's a bloody cold morning, though. Jeez.
Oh, damn.
It's actually really nice in Aotearoa, Dunedin today. Usually it's freezing cold, but today it's gorgeous. The sun's out. It's probably like 10 degrees or something outside. It's lovely.
10 degrees? It's 3 degrees here.
Damn. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss.
It's your fault. You're the god of weather.
I am. So, I am the god of weather.
Apology accepted.
Thank you very much. Now, the name of your new collaborative album is Verva, which means to weave in Swedish, if I'm not mistaken. Are either of you passionate weavers?
Anna?
No.
Not as in handcraft. Mm. Not as in doing something with my hands, but I would definitely say that I'm a passionate weaver of other things. I think that's definitely where the name of the album comes from. That I just find it really, really interesting to combine things and go deeper into things. I think that's very much what we were doing in studio.
Weaving
those strands. Yeah, that's right. And my mother is a passionate weaver. I am looking at a rug that she wove. So she's like weaving all the time. And I mean, it's quite a big thing in Scandinavian culture, as in many cultures, wouldn't you say, Anna, that, you know, the weaving is like fundamental somehow?
Yeah, definitely. And I think very much in all sorts of ancient cultures, whenever you go to cultures where people still kind of do old stuff, that there's a lot of that kind of knowing that people still do in Scandinavia and Finland. Mm.
Yeah,
I grew up with my grandmother's old rugs on the floor, and they had like, it was all made of rags, you know, from my mother's childhood, and so she would recognize, oh, that's my summer dress, and that's, you know, my uncle's trousers, and funny stories with the weaving.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because y'all were kind of woven together into meeting. I don't know, I'm trying to do a segue. You two hit it off creatively after being introduced to each other by a mutual friend and Taonga Puoro artist Rob Thorne. What about each other gave you an intuitive feeling of collaboration when you first met?
I think for me the first thing was, I remember Rob writing to me and saying, you should contact my friend Carl. And I remember answering to him, I call him my brother, so I said, anything for you, brother, I trust you. If you think that I should meet this person, then I should meet this person, because I just trust him, I trust his intuition. And he was right. And I was right. It was just very much meant to be.
Rob really had a strong intuition there, and it turned out that, like, Anna, you know, you're interested in the Finnskog areas, like those areas where Finnish people moved to Sweden and lived and created a sort of a slightly hybrid culture, and one of those areas is where my grandmother comes from and where my uncle lives, and so there was sort of a bit of an immediate connection there, similar interests and stuff.
The songs here on Verve typically use plucky or winding string instruments coupled with Anna's ghostly present vocals, as well as some deep synths. What string instruments were you using for this project? Were you using traditional Scandinavian string instruments, or what was going on there?
There's a nickel harper. I guess your radio listeners can't see it if I go get it, but it's just over there. And it's like a hurdy-gurdy / violin. You bow it, or I was striking it a lot and bowing it a little bit. And then it's got these wooden buttons, sort of like medieval technology of buttons, like long wooden things that you fret the notes with. And then it's got 12 resonance strings as well. So that's on a lot of the things. There's actually no synths on it. That's all Anna's vocals being transformed. so it's just that nickel harpa, and it's the little, not cantala, but that funny little harp that I've got that's made out of salvaged rimu.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like a little instrument that resembles the Finnish national instrument kantele a lot. So when we were going to a studio, then Carl just kind of picked that with him, like, oh, since this is just like the Finnish national instrument, so I'll take it with me.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then a lot of the stuff is going through modular sort of synthy, you know, patchy things and sort of being transformed, but there are no synth voices in it. It's all acoustic voices getting kind of mangled and munted and layered and
woven. Getting woven.
Woven, I yeah, like it. Go. The segue.
Exactly. Exactly. You just pick the thing there. Why we chose the name.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really curious because you're on different sides of the world. So how did the recording process happen? And did Carl, did you build the instrumental around Anna's voice? Did Anna build her voice around the instrumental? What was the recording process to produce Verve? I'm very curious.
I think I could just kind of For me, there's just one word, and it's improvised, and that just kind of says it all. I'm really interested, Carlin, what you would say.
Yeah, well, we just got in the room. Like, there was no pre-production. It was just, there were some discussions, sort of more philosophical discussions and maybe aesthetic discussions and thoughts about what instruments to use and bring and stuff. And Anna was on tour through Aotearoa and Australia as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we had one day, and it was sort of terrible timing for me as well. And so, yeah, we just kind of got in the studio and just started recording, like, as we invented and discovered. And I was amazed at how fruitful that was and how effective that was. And, you know, we added a couple of layers here and there, just subtle details. And then Matt Gunn did a lot of, like, tidying of, you know, the scrappy ends of everything. Like, he wove in the ends, let's just say. and then we had another similar day when I was in Sweden seeing my family, where we did a bit of post-production on the mixes, and we recorded another track, Aki, the one with the
hands. Yeah.
Exactly, hands.
That's
the viral TikTok dance that, you know, it will be.
that song in particular, I want to ask, what is that? What is that hand art? Is that just something that you do, or is that a traditional cultural thing?
It's literally just the thing that I do.
Wow.
And I realize, because I do a lot of like, my main work is to do solo a cappella concerts.
Mm.
So when I do a lot of Finnish and Finno-Ugric traditions, and then I just put in a lot of stuff that's just me, I kind of realized that, oh my god, people often think that this is like a traditional Finnish thing, but no, it's just a felt thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I should explain sometimes a bit more accurately that, okay, so here's just a lot of things that I made up, and here's the things that are really, really traditional.
Yeah.
But I just basically, this is the way I weave also. This is kind of like just me putting the really postmodern new things into the ancient things.
Mm. That is very postmodern. I was going to say, how did you come up with that kind of form of rubbing your hands and making sound out of that and making it into a song? Because I've seen other clips of you doing it on YouTube. I'm curious where that came from.
It just sounds good. Like, everyone's been rubbing their hands sometimes, and I don't know. I probably just thought that's a great sound. Mm. So I started using it.
Nice. Nice. Very straightforward. I think the mark of good ambient music is to sauna to it. It's a deep held belief of mine. Have either of you done that?
Sauna?
Sauna, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've been actually doing quite a lot of gigs, some concerts and performances, either right outside a sauna or in a sauna.
Wow.
And quite recently, there is a vast tradition of sauna spells in Finland. All sorts of old incantations and spells about warming the sauna, about making the sauna as good as possible, and also because women gave birth in saunas.
Wow.
So there's a lot of spells for childbirthing that are also sauna spells. But otherwise, I have to say, as a Finnish person, that no music in sauna.
No music.
The best ambient in sauna is absolute silence.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Do you follow that same methodology, Cal?
Well, I like to keep my studio as warm as a sauna when I'm working, but that's more because I'm an old person. But I think all this is incredibly interesting, and like, maybe the next album could be the sauna album.
We do the album
and then do the sauna album. I would be so into that. My uncle made a sauna right by the lake that he lives on. Maybe not strictly legal, but it's so rickety that you could probably, if the, you know, enforcers of legitimate laws around not having a sauna right by the lake came, you could probably literally just push it over and it would just become a pile of moss and sticks again. Like, it looks like it. Has a troll built some kind of, like, lean-to?
Mm.
Yeah, but anyway, so I haven't been in sauna as much because I prefer my clothes on, but, I still am down for an album.
Mm. Can we
make a promise here to all the New Zealanders listening that we shall make some kind of a recording?
Yes.
But I have to also add that we've kind of had this yin-yang thing going on with our collaboration all the time, that we tend to joke about this, that me and Carl, we are absolute opposites in everything all the time, and this is one of those. Like, I go to sauna every day, and I definitely don't prefer my clothes on, so, like, I hang around in saunas naked all the time. And you don't. So this is one of those really many things where we just
opposites attract.
We are these polar opposites in two different points in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need that tension, I think, in music, and you know, like Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Tension and, yeah. So it's good. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. You heard it here, Sauna.
Yeah. I won't hold you all up too much longer. I'm just curious to know what is on your 2024 calendars, respectively.
Anna?
Mine is quite a... There's a lot of question marks still. Pretty much composing music to a few projects. That's pretty much the biggest. I kind of have my basic... I do my solo concerts and I have... singing groups that I teach regularly here in Malmö. That's kind of like something that will be going, and then I will be composing a lot the whole rest of the year.
Cool.
Awesome.
What about you, Carl?
And I, for me, Bookworm, the movie, starring Elijah Wood and Nell Fisher, that's coming out on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to the Dunedin premiere tonight.
Oh, yay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I hope you enjoy it. And that's, yeah, so I love doing the score for that. And that's sort of about to hit the world. And then just finishing another film that's quite wonderful, very different, called Pike River, about the obviously terrible mining disaster. Mm. So it's film music for me. Yeah, I'm lucky to have some jobs sort of coming along. So, and one of them is with Rob Thorne, who's responsible for Anna and my collaboration. So it's been fun doing the pre-production for an exciting project with Rob. So, yeah.
Very awesome. Very awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me. I think we're going to play...
Can I just add one thing?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Yes.
I'm also very much planning on my next tour in New Zealand.
Ah.
It won't be 24, but the planning... will be 24.
Cool.
So next year I'll definitely come back.
We'll have to have a chat with you next time you come around. That'd be awesome. For sure.
That would be awesome.
Alrighty. I think we're going to play the first song from Verva. Is it Orinco? Is that how to pronounce it?
Orinco.
Orinco.
It means sun.
Cool. Awesome. So Orinco. We're going to do that. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, gang. It was lovely chatting with you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much. Christina also says hi. Christina Simmons.
Ah!
Yeah.
Hi, Christina.
All right, take care, gang. See ya. That was Carl Stevens and Anna Felt talking on their new collaborative album, Verva, which you can find on Spotify, wherever you get your records. Here is Orinco from Verva. We'll see y'all soon for another chat. We have Barry Saunders coming on to talk about his new track, Man of Few Words, with Delaney Davidson. It's going to be a real treat. Here we go. Let's listen to some ambient. Take care.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.